Early season snowpack combined with wind, cold, clear nights, and 4-plus feet of new snow have created ideal avalanche conditions. Crews don't conduct regular patrols and avalanche mitigation outside the boundaries of Arizona Snowbowl, and officials with the Coconino County Sheriff's Office and Coconino National Forest are urging anyone who travels into the backcountry to carefully examine snow and weather conditions. Troy Marino with the Kachina Peaks Avalanche Center says the high-elevation snowpack is unpredictable.
With the new snow, like we've just had, a rapid accumulation of massive amounts of snow piling up on that weak sugar snow that was created in December. When that happens, you'll get avalanches.
Marino says multiple natural avalanches occurred late last year on the San Francisco Peaks, but none have been reported since the most recent round of storms. Avalanches are most common within 24 hours of a snowstorm, but unstable conditions can last long after. Officials recommend backcountry travelers carry a shovel, rescue beacon, avalanche probe, and other survival gear. They also advise those who venture out to be proficient in wilderness navigation. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heiches in Flagstaff.